Thank you for joining me for another UnleashingFreedom.com podcast. This is Richard Wells. You know, Dr. Seuss once remarked, "The more that you read, the more things you'll know. And the more that you learn, the more places you'll go." Now, I don't know how patriotic Dr. Seuss was, but this simply profound statement underscores a key element of freedom on multiple levels. Now, in spite of and often because of this truth, people have sought for years to limit or manipulate the diffusion of information. Now, consider, for example, the following two quotes and the intent of each author. The first quote comes from an excerpt of a 1940s article intended for educators in communist Russia. It reads, "The Soviet school cannot be satisfied to rear merely educated persons. Basing itself on the facts and deduction of progressive science, it should instill the ideology of communism in the minds of the young generation and shape a Marxist-Leninist world outlook and inculcate the spirit of Soviet patriotism and Bolshevik ideals in them." Now consider the perspective of one of the most broadly educated men in American history, that of Thomas Jefferson. He said, "Say whether peace is best preserved by giving energy to the government or information to the people. This last is the most certain and the most legitimate engine of government. Educate and inform the whole mass of the people. Enable them to see that it is in their interest to preserve peace and order, and they will preserve them. And it requires no very high degree of education to convince them of this. They are the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty." Now, the Soviet agenda to control information and shape education into propaganda yielded low productivity and widespread poverty during its 80-plus years of existence before that union completely collapsed. Now, on the other hand, within its first 100 years, expanded education and freedom contributed to the U.S. becoming the most free and prosperous nation the world had ever known. Its roughly 5% of the world's population acting freely and pursuing their own happiness was generating over 50% of the entire world's goods and wealth and enjoying a better distribution of that wealth than any other country. Now, the Declaration of Independence, penned by Thomas Jefferson, boldly declares, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Jefferson's pen gave voice to the yearnings of a nation desiring to live a more fulfilled life by choosing their own path. Later, the ratification of the U.S. Constitution further impaired government's ability to disrupt this path. Then, as if to put an exclamation on this point, our founders, led by James Madison, successfully organized and promoted the Bill of Rights to further clarify that government must not unjustly interfere with the individual's life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Now, unfortunately, far too many Americans have shifted away from this premise by expecting government, or in other words, the Congress, the president, or any bureaucratic program to provide that which only personal choice can really deliver, and that's happiness. Remember, our founders fought to change their status from subject to citizen. They recognized that anyone who subjects themselves to outside forces to provide success or happiness or security must accept its common companions of fear, anxiety, and a heavier dose of uncertainty. Isn't it time, therefore, for America to hear the facts and stop the onslaught of one-sided pessimistic preaching? Should we not end the suffering caused from misinformation, or rather, missed information? For generations now and for a myriad of reasons, Americans have missed the opportunity to truly rediscover our roots and celebrate our rich heritage. Broad education will take this nation to positive places as we tap into the foundations of America and reconnect with the profound events, characters, and principles that unleashed unprecedented freedom. Human potential soared in that environment and will continue to do so as long as we remember Jefferson's declaration of self-evident truths. Thank you for joining us on this podcast today. Please visit unleashingfreedom.com for personal applications and hear more podcasts about the success principles that unleashed unprecedented freedom in America.